Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back to another deep dive. Okay, let's start with that Mustard Museum. I mean, I saw this source and thought, really? The National Mustard History Museum? How did that even happen?
It's quite a story, actually. It started with this guy, Barry Levinson, huge Red Sox fan.
Okay.
And apparently after the 86 World Series loss, he was pretty devastated.
Mm-hmm.
So he started collecting mustard jars, just, you know, wandering the aisles.
As one does after a tough loss.
Well, yeah. And what began as, I guess, a way to cope, it just grew and grew. Now it's this museum, a place bringing joy to lots of people.
Wow.
This Saturday, actually, is National Mustard Day in Middleton, Wisconsin. They'll have mustard ice cream.
Mustard ice cream? Seriously?
Apparently. And you can see over 6,500 kinds of mustard.
Yeah.
It just shows how, you know, personal grief or passion can turn into something quite wonderful for others.
That's incredible. And speaking of unique human activities, have you come across this manu jumping?
Yeah, from New Zealand, right? The Maori art form.
Exactly. It's all about making the biggest, loudest splash possible. Seems simple, but there's science to it.
There is, yeah. Researchers, I think, at Georgia Tech looked into why a manu jump makes a bigger splash than, say, a cannonball.
Okay, so what's the secret?
It's about specific moves both in the air and under the water. You create two splashes, a small crown splash first, then a much bigger one, the Worthington splash.
You did do that.
So you hit the water in a V shape, kind of posterior down first. Then immediately you straighten your body out head first under the water. It's that transition that pushes more water out for the big splash. It's pretty technical, actually.
Huh. From a splash to, well, the whole planet. Let's zoom out. I read that Earth, Venus, and Mars were once like celestial triplets, all with oceans.
Yeah, about 4 billion years ago. It's fascinating how different they are now, isn't it?
Totally different.
Why, it's not just distance from the sun, is it?
No, not entirely. A huge factor is their internal heat and the pressure that creates. Mars is smaller, so it cooled down fast, like a pea, as one source put it. Lost its atmosphere, lost its water.
Okay, Mars cooled off. What about Venus? It's Earth-sized.
Right, but it's incredibly hot. We're talking over 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Its dense atmosphere traps heat, and the surface pressure is immense. Earth is kind of in that sweet spot where it held onto its heat longer than Mars, but didn't run away like Venus, allowing oceans and life.
Amazing. So from planets back down to Earth, and an incredible human story, Simone Biles. She has that famous quote, right, about regretting risks not taken. I'd rather regret the risks that didn't work out than the chances I didn't take at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she absolutely lives that.
You can say that again. Most decorated gymnast ever.
11 Olympic medals, 30 world championship medals. Just astounding. But it's not just the medals, is it? She's also been so important talking about mental health.
Absolutely. Very open about her struggles with anxiety, depression, stepping back when she needed to.
Exactly. That takes immense courage, too. And she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2022. She really embodies resilience, both in sport and in life.
So, thinking about resilience and challenges, let's talk about modern life, screen time. There's a new study with a kind of surprising finding.
Right. This one looked at almost 4,300 kids, 9 and 10 years old. And the main takeaway wasn't that the amount of screen time was the biggest problem.
Oh, so it's not just about limiting hours?
Not primarily, no. It was more about addictive behavior. Mm-hmm. Kids who struggled to put devices down or felt really distressed being away from them, they were more likely to have issues like suicidal thoughts or behaviors.
Even if they didn't actually spend that much time on screens.
Exactly. Even with relatively low screen time, it suggests the quality of the interaction, that emotional dependence, is more critical than just counting the minutes or hours.
That's a really important distinction.
It really is.
Okay. Finally, we need to address a very serious situation, an IPCC report. It describes a potential famine unfolding in the Gaza Strip, a worst-case scenario.
Yes, this is extremely grave. The IPCC, that's the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, it's the global standard used to measure hunger crises. They're saying famine thresholds have been reached.
What does that mean exactly, famine thresholds?
It means specific dire conditions are met. To be at phase 5, which is famine or catastrophe, you need at least 20% of households facing extreme food shortages, 30% of children suffering acute malnutrition, and high death rates from starvation.
And where are things now, according to the report?
The report indicates 22% of the population there is currently in phase 5 conditions. It also notes 1 in 3 people have gone entire days without food.
That's staggering. Are there different views on this?
Well, yes, perspectives differ. The report details the IPC findings. Other sources mention Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stating there's no starvation and attributing aid issues to Hamas interference, while former President Trump acknowledged real starvation and spoke about working with allies on aid.
It's clearly a devastating humanitarian situation stemming from the conflict that began last October.
Undeniably. The human cost reported is immense.
So today we've gone from, wow, mustard ice cream and the joy of collecting.
The physics of a splash. The deep history of our planetary neighbors.
The resilience of an athlete like Simone Biles. The nuances of screen addiction.
And landed on the very stark reality of a potential famine. Quite the range. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.